I want to talk for a few minutes, literally a few minutes, and the theme, I guess, would be exceeding abundant love. Exceeding abundant love. Love that is beyond that which we can comprehend with our finite minds. See, we know that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. And Jesus took all our sins and all sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities so we don't have to take them. I mean, that's absolutely amazing love. And we know that. But what I want to try to do in a few minutes is take you to a place. Where we can have a better understanding of the exceedingly abundant love that God had for us and still does have for us. Now, in Matthew chapter 2, you don't really need to turn there because you all wouldn't be here if you didn't know the Christmas story. Right? But in chapter 2, I want to read something here, okay? Chapter 2, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. What is this? The Son of God fleeing into Egypt? Flee means to run as if in terror. Flee into Egypt, meaning there is something terrible that could happen. And be thou there until I bring the word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Now, this is the only begotten Son of God. And when God's son Elijah got upset, he brought on fire and destroyed the captain and his 50s. Twice the captain and 50 was sent to arrest him, bring him in. And twice fire came down on them and destroyed them. And the third captain came and said, man of God, have mercy on me. And that's Elijah, the servant of God. We're talking about here God's only begotten Son. So what's going on here? Shows you how much God loves you. God knows that men live an imperfect life. And God knows that men and women make mistakes. And into this world of sin and evil, into this world where Satan at that time was the God of the world, the undefeated God of the world, God chose to send His only begotten Son. I mean, if you have a young daughter, let's say she's 15, 16, would you send her by subway into the worst area of your city at midnight? You wouldn't do that. But this is not even a 15-year-old girl. This is a baby coming not just into a dangerous part of a city, but coming into a world where the God of the world wants to destroy everything connected with God. And God loved you so much, He sent Jesus. Because when Jesus came, He came as a man. Technically as a baby, right? You know that. So He came as a baby of the species of man. Because God wanted man to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the world, and have authority and dominion over everything. And because man had blown it, He had to send His only begotten Son as a man. And Jesus came as a man, as Son of Man, and referred to Himself 85 times as Son of Man. Just as you and I are Son of Man. He's saying, I'm a Son of Man just as you are. I came as a baby into this world and they wanted to kill me and destroy me. And God has seen them do it before with Moses when they killed all the babies. And here, Herod had all the kids, 2 years and younger, kill them all. But Joseph, when God wanted to warn him. Joseph wasn't wallowing in sin. He wasn't wallowing in self-pity, saying, what is this? I married this beautiful young girl and she's pregnant. He wasn't wallowing, saying, what is this? My baby, my stepson, is born in a manger? No. He was still in tune with God so he could hear the warning. Take the child and flee into Egypt. And three men had heard the voice of God and brought them gifts, so they had the wealth to go down to Egypt and live until it was time to come back. It all came to pass because people were paying attention to God and not to the circumstances. What would have happened if Herod had killed the child? Because you don't flee unless there's a possibility the child can be killed. Could God have sent his angels to destroy them and protect them? Not really. You might think, yes, he could. But he couldn't. Why? Because his word says grace and truth came with Jesus Christ. It's not as if we're living under the law. And then suddenly one day Jesus says, my ministry is starting. Today grace starts. The age of grace starts. No. Grace and truth came with Jesus. With his birth as a baby. And because grace, the age of grace started, and grace came with Jesus as a baby, God's grace for us, God's help when we don't deserve it, started when he sent Jesus as a baby. Completely vulnerable. Can only be protected by men and women who are in tune with God and try to hear his voice. And God sent him knowing that if one of them had not been in tune, something terrible could have happened. That's how much he loved you. That's how much he loves us. He can't show his love anymore than the fact that Jesus died for you. That the fact that he sent Jesus into this world, subject to being killed, so that he had to flee. And he gave us Jesus. Because of the law of Genesis, give and you shall receive. Abraham gave his only son, and so God could give back to man his only son. And he sowed his son as a seed, because like produces like. He produced a son, his only begotten son. He produced a son of God, who was a son of man, so you could have more sons of man who are sons of God. That we would be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And we would complete the work here of pacifying the devil, of keeping the devil under our foot. And walk in the blessings of all that Jesus has purchased for us. That we rise up as sons and daughters of the living God, knowing that God can't possibly show us anymore how much he loves us. And that it's all available to us to live in now. Now. It's now that we're going to do the works he did and greater works. Exceedingly abundant love. Let's start the new year off knowing that. God loves us exceedingly abundantly. And he sent his son with no defense except the defense that comes through the obedience of sinful man, sinful flesh. Because he came as a man. Just as we are as men here, our only defense has to come through sinful flesh, putting our flesh into that place of obedience. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.